Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
And welcome, listeners. I'm Holly Bailey, here on the airwaves of 99.1. Happy to join you here again with another episode of the Township's Daily News Bits. This one is dedicated to the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 158. It is based in Sutton, and their president, Mr. Claude Vadeboncoeur, joins us in this episode to tell us about the Legion, why this is a very momentous year, and what's in store for members and people of the community as it gears up, renovates, and really solidifies its place in the community and its offering at large. This year marks the 80th anniversary of Branch 158, and there is much to celebrate and much more to do. So let's get right to it. This is Claude Vadeboncoeur, the president of Legion 158. So we're here on the Township's Daily News Bits, and we have a fabulous guest with us, representing the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 158 out of Sutton. And that is the president, Mr. Claude Vadeboncoeur. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is exceptional. There's a big, big year underway here for Branch 158, and we'll dive into that. Can you give us a sense of what's happening this year, and then we'll take a step back, but let's give the punch right up front.
Yes, well, this year in May, at the end of May, we'll mark our 80th anniversary of the founding of the Royal Canadian Legion in Sutton. We wanted to do something in 75, but that was pretty much in the middle of the pandemic. So we waited five more years, and it will be even bigger because of all the work and renovation we're doing within our Legion Hall.
Okay. So the 80th anniversary, and it actually lands on the day that it was put into place, I believe in 1946, May 29th, and that
exactly
is the day of the anniversary party, the birthday party.
Well, absolutely. It's on a Friday during our social, so it's everything is falling into place perfectly.
Okay, well, let's take a step back. Tell us a little bit about the renos and what's underway over at the Legion. And this is at 2 Curley Street, I believe.
Yes, exactly. So for the about 40 some years, we moved from our previous location, which was at the what is now the Pleasant Hotel on the corner of Maple and Pleasant Street. That used to be the Legion Hall there.
Okay.
And in the 80s, early 80s, we moved location and we started building our own Legion Hall there. And we had all the grounds all the way to the Hearst houses there on Curley Street, right behind the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our own Legion Hall, which can accommodate more people. And it's built in a way that it's more accommodating for all sorts of events instead of the smaller and many floors old Legion we had.
Right. It's quite a vast space when you get in there. It's like you've got some
absolutely
room.
We can sit down easily 120 people for any type of event.
Oh, wow. Okay, and you're renovating, I believe, the kitchen and the bar to this to this service.
Well, we're taking it a step at a time. It's a slow process because we need to get the money before we start the renovation. We started a few years ago with the bar. And then repainting the inside of the hall, redecorating, keeping some of the artifacts on the wall, others taking them out and storing them. And now we're doing the kitchen renovation, which much more expensive, but we're putting it back to code and then some, just to make sure that we're going to be ready for the next 20 to 40 years with that new kitchen we're installing.
Very cool. Congratulations. That's major. Those are big
Yeah.
investments.
It will be multi-purpose because it's not going to be only used by us, the Legion. We want to make sure that we can properly share these resources with the community, especially with respect to food security, which has become a very important issue nowadays.
Right. And I understand as well that it will be able to serve as an emergency shelter. You have some partnerships with different organizations.
Absolutely. Right now, we have with Villa des Monts, we have an understanding that should anything happen at Villa des Monts, they can move all their people, all their residents, temporarily in our hall, and we can feed them there. We can accommodate them there for a while. Also,
Okay.
we do have the same agreement with the town of Sutton. So should any catastrophes happen, we can prepare food for them. We can have them feeding them at the Legion itself. They can move to the Legion for a few hours to 48 hours just to stay until they find accommodation, or they can be move to a safer areas.
That's quite a stronghold and service you're offering support to the community. How would you
Absolutely.
describe the role of the Legion within the community of Sutton and I believe Abercorn you serve, and how would you say it's changed over the years?
Well, we've pretty much always had the same three mission, which are first and foremost supporting, helping, advocating for our veterans. So it's the first of our three mission. Secondly, it has to do with everything about remembrance, remembering those who sacrifice their lives for our freedom, for our country, and Remembrance Day and the Poppy campaign and the Remembrance Day are a major part of that, and we take it very seriously in Sutton. And third, but not least, is being of service to a community and country. So over the years, depending on the amount, the number of veterans we had within our membership and their state, we were either more taken by providing services to our veterans, and or now we are a bit more of service to the community. We have less veterans. The veterans are being taken care of a bit better by the government through the ministry, the Veterans Affairs Canada. But still, we do provide services to veterans because some may fall in the cracks, and we want to make sure that it does not happen on our watch, so we support a lot of veterans in different manner.
Excellent.
Confidentially, of course.
So, how many, do you have an idea of how many members you currently have in the Legion Branch 158?
It changes on a regular basis because we're always open, our doors are always open, and this year being the centennial of the Royal Canadian Legion, we offer free membership. So all those who wants to join the Legion are we just need to fill a form, and then we'll take you in. And this year is free membership. So it varies. We are at about 130 members right now. Out of those, I would say 17 ordinary members, which means that they are veterans.
Okay. So it's really open. It's for the people of the area. Is there a minimum age? Like I know people have this sense like it's only for really for seniors, but it might be something of interest for younger people to really get involved in.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a bar license, so we're not open for minors,
Okay, yeah.
but minors can come depending on the occasion. You know, like children of members can attend our brunch. They can come on our Friday social. That's never been a problem.
Right.
But our members usually they range from their 20s all the way to the 80s and 90s. Usually, we target, of course, veterans, but also relatives of veterans. A lot of our members had their parents or uncles or grandparents who served in the military.
Yeah.
And we do have some that have no relations to the military as such, but can become member if they are interested in the work we do for veterans or our community. So we have ordinary members, associate members, and affiliate members.
Okay, and if people wanted to get in touch or find out a little bit more, would it be best to email or phone, or how would you suggest?
Well, the best would be to come at one of our Friday evening social from 5 till 7 usually to meet with the people, to sit down, maybe have a drink, have a burger with us or a hot dog or the food we prepare
Maybe a
and
couple
talk.
laughs and some
Yeah,
cheer.
exactly. Meet with the people, talk to them, see what they're doing, see what we're all about. And we have our values well printed on the wall, and meet with some of the veterans or some of the members and see what we are all about.
Yeah.
And they're welcome to participate and keep this thing going.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey with the President, Monsieur Claude Vadeboncoeur of the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch 158, out of Sutton. We're going to get back to this conversation here as we find out how the Legion is serving the community and the partnerships that are in play. And it must be said, Monsieur Vadeboncoeur is no stranger to service, having been 23 years as an infantry officer with the Royal 22nd Regiment, and 1 year as commando of the Canadian Airborne Regiment, having served all across Canada, as well as five peacekeeping tours in Central America and Europe. We jump back into the conversation now as the Legion, Branch 158, gears up to celebrate its 80th anniversary. Can you give us a sense of like what kind of activities you support and organize? You mentioned well, you have your brunches. I think there's bingos and stuff, but out in the community, I think there's I read there's a focus on education as well and health or
Yes. Well, throughout the years, we've had we amassed some monies through different activities and through a lottery we've had for the past few years. And a lot of organizations, a nonprofit, asked us for money. And throughout the years, we've started a filtering system. So nowadays, we are more in tune with everything that has to do with youth, in particular youth education, of
Okay.
course. That's one of our
Like
main focus.
relais, yeah,
Yes,
okay.
one of our main focus, and also food security, which is a big part of everything we've been doing for the past several years, having our own kitchen, sharing it, and so on. So these are the main two focus, besides, of course, our main focus being veterans and
Right.
veterans support, for which we have specific funds.
Okay, very cool. So, what is happening? So, we've got this May 29th event, which is a birthday party for Branch 158, celebrating its 80th year. And I'm understanding it is a full day event. Like, there's some outdoor, there's some indoor. Can you take us through what's
Yes.
happening?
I wouldn't say completely full day, but we'll start early in the afternoon. We'll have some historical artifacts here and there, a bit everywhere within the Legion Hall to show the progress we've had throughout the years and how the Legion in Sutton did evolve. And then around 5 o'clock, which usually is our Friday social, we will have a pig roast,
Okay,
Michoui.
Michoui, okay, c'est bon ça.
Yes. But we sell tickets for those. And you can reserve those tickets at Legion 158 events at gmail.com.
Okay.
And we will have a night of remembrance of what was the Legion way back when and what it is now, and how we see the future, how we will be evolving, but while keeping our same mission statements.
Right, your values, your mission, which is
Absolutely.
so important. That's like your bedrock. I find today everything is so fleeting and à la minute, and it's so essential
Yeah.
to have that foundation and different layers within your community, your legion. You have so many different ages, which brings so much value, I would imagine,
Absolutely.
to its members to have that diversity.
Absolutely. And by not changing our focus each and every so many months or year, by having those three mission well taken care of, we do things different as year progress, but we maintain the same values, as you said, and we maintain the same missions. We may problem solve differently because everything evolves, but
Right?
we remain true to ourselves.
Right. And there's strength in that, you know, to know where you're
Absolutely.
going and have a vision.
We have clear objectives and we won't change them.
So, Monsieur Vadeboncourt, how long have you been president of the Legion?
Well, I became president in November 2025, so about 6 months. I was first vice president, and before that, second vice president. So there has been a progression throughout the years to familiarize myself with the way of doing things within the executive committee
Right.
that we have. And
Okay.
then by progressing like that, and building on what was done previously, to keep maintaining and then upgrading or ensuring that we follow the proper evolution. So building on what was done and keep raising the bar.
Nice. And if I can ask, what does the club or the Legion mean for you personally?
Well, being a veteran myself, it's the sense of camaraderie, it's the sense of belonging, it's the going back to a group of friends that for me was most important, and serving the community. When you are in the military, the first thing you learn is how to serve. It's basic. And at the recruit school and any other basic officer training course, it's in their motto, you know? Learn to serve. And so this question, this idea of serving our country or community is ingrained into us. We are raised up that way.
It's definitely something I think that has value to perpetuate within our younger generations and the community, like entraide, you know, and how to really help each other. And when you give, does it ever give back to you?
You see it in the smiles of the people. You see it in the betterment of the community. You see it when we have school children attending our Remembrance Day on November 11. It's heartwarming. It's not, you know, people serve and they're not forgotten.
Right.
So even if it's not personally, we know that it is perpetuating the service and the mutual respect.
Right. The reverence, yes. We have so much
Exactly.
to be grateful for as Canadians, and I think we take it for granted quite often. And the more you travel, you realize, wow, how blessed are we to be
Absolutely.
Canadians, and it's something you have to stand for. It's not it's something that you have to stand for. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we just have to open a newspaper nowadays to realize our fortunate we are, our fortunate we are living in not only free but safe and secure country.
Right.
It's for some people it's unimaginable.
Right. Absolutely. Just having fresh water and streets that are getting cleaned and, civility and manners and respect and rights.
Absolutely. And but it cannot be taken for granted. So, we have to keep at it all the time. And where the Legion is doing is small part towards that goal.
Wow, thank you for your work, for your service. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with or tell the community members here who are listening to you right now?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk with me this morning. And then anyone who would like to participate with our celebration, you're invited to contact us, as I said previously, at Legion158 events with an S at gmail.com. You can reserve your ticket. And we will welcome you with open arms and in
Beautiful.
furthering our work.
Sounds
Thank you.
great. And if we can wish you a wonderful centennial, the timing of this is just amazing. So,
Perfect.
yeah, celebration is in the air. Thank you so much, Monsieur Vadboncourt, and we wish you all the success with your Legion as you celebrate and keep moving it forward. Thank you for your work.
Well, thank you, and it was a pleasure.
Likewise. Legion 158 out of Sutton celebrating on May 29th their 80th anniversary. They were established in 1946, and the Legion has expanded and changed over the years, but the missions remain the same. If you'd like to take part, get in touch. Email them legion158events@gmail.com. Tickets are $20 for the mishri and all the fun that awaits you. And if interested, there's also a group that are doing a hike up to the Round Top on Sutton, and they will unfurl a banner for the Legion in commemoration of this 80th anniversary. Perhaps you'll be up there taking some pictures as well. We wish them many new members, and we thank them for their contribution and their commitment to our country and to our communities. This is Holly Bailey with the Local Journalism Initiative, funded through the Government of Canada.